Hello, everyone. My name is Monty Eisnoggle, and I'm located about 75 miles southeast of Los Angeles, California. And I'm here today to review a very unique sound recording tool for the PC. This sound recording tool is Total Recorder version 3.3. Total Recorder can record from any sound card input, such as microphone or CD or line in or any such combination thereof. But in addition to that, Total Recorder has a unique feature that I don't believe any other sound recording utility has, for any other operating system for that matter, let alone Windows. And this is the ability to capture digital audio being played by your sound card. For example, Total Recorder is capable of capturing a Winamp MP3 file that is being played, or a live internet radio stream that one might be listening to, such as ACB Radio Interactive, and or it could even be your software synthesizer. You can even capture JAWS reading to you if you wanted, or Window Eyes, or whatever. The way Total Recorder does this, or is able to capture audio like this, is it has a virtual sound card driver. That is, it pretends to be a second sound card. And what happens is that when you put Total Recorder in what's called software mode, and I'll show you how to do that in a minute, when you put Total Recorder in software mode, it basically takes any audio that would normally come through the regular sound card driver, and that audio first goes through the Total Recorder driver, and then is very quickly passed on to the regular sound card driver, where you then hear it coming out of your speakers. To the user, this is transparent. You never even know that's happening. But that's how it works. The advantage of that is that you can record, say, a live internet stream, and when it buffers, which the stream will do from time to time, particularly on a dial-up connection, Total Recorder will actually stop recording. When there is no data being received, Total Recorder says, I'm not going to record anymore, and then when the data comes back, like when it stops buffering and you start hearing the data again, then Total Recorder will start recording the stream again. That is very handy for recording internet streams, and you don't have to want to put up with all the buffering. And we're going to take you in here and show you a little bit about how Total Recorder actually works, because it has some rather neat settings, and we'll do our best to talk about them. I have JAWS for Windows version 4.0 with Eloquence as my software speech synthesizer and a onboard C-Media onboard sound chip. So this recording is not going to sound the greatest, but I'll do my best. Not to mention the microphone I have isn't the best. Okay, we're going to bring up Total Recorder. I have a hotkey that does this. By the way, incidentally, before I bring up Total Recorder, I need to tell you that you can download a demo of Total Recorder by going to http://www.highcriteria.com. That's http://www.highcriteria.com. CRITERIA.com. And then just look on the page for the link to Total Recorder, and you'll easily be able to find the link to download the demo of Total Recorder. The only limitation to the demo is that you can only record 40 seconds at a time. In other words, you can't record for any more than that. But it does give you a chance to see what Total Recorder is capable of, and chances are you'll be so impressed, like I was, that you'll want to buy the product. And if you do want to buy the product, it's very affordable. It's only $11.95 US. Only $11.95, and that's well worth it, I think, for what you get. You get a very nice recording utility that does something that, like I said, I don't think any other sound recorder out there or any other operating system can do. So I've got the full version of Total Recorder here, so we're going to go ahead and bring it up and do our best to take you through some of its unique features. This is Total Recorder version 3.3. I have a hotkey to bring it up, so we're going to go ahead and do that.
Untitled, Total Recorder, Recording Source and Parameters button.
And it says Untitled, Total Recorder, which means that we basically have a blank file that we can start recording in if we want. And then it said Recording Source and Parameters button. This is the first button that you land on when you are in Total Recorder. We're going to take you into that set of parameters because when you bring up Total Recorder, you will probably be fiddling with this quite often. Especially if you do recordings for different purposes. So like, you know, you'll want to use software recording for doing an internet stream, and then maybe you want to just do a regular sound recording from maybe one of your cassette tapes to put one of your talking books on your computer or whatever. And you'll need to adjust the parameters for that. So we're going to take you into this recording source and parameters dialog right away so you can see what's in here.
Recording source and parameters dialog. Recording source soundboard radio button checked. 2 of 2.
So I press the space bar to get into that dialog. And the first thing we have here in this recording source and parameters dialog is recording source soundboard. This is what you would select if you wanted to just do a regular recording. If you just wanted to record off of your cassette deck, or you just wanted to record from the microphone, or a combination of the cassette deck and a microphone, or whatever. You know, anything that would use any of the inputs on your sound card, even your CD player, and whatnot, you would select this to allow that to occur. We're going to go ahead and tab.
Recording source use current mixer settings radio button checked. 1 of 2.
This can be an interesting option. Remember how I said that Total Recorder uses a virtual sound driver to effectively pretend to be a second sound card? So since that's the case, when Total Recorder is up, you're actually using the Total Recorder sound driver. Now you can say use current mixer settings, which would use whatever settings you have in your volume control, you know, whatever selections you set up in there for the, you know, the regular mixer, that's the settings it would use. So if you had that set up to record from a microphone and from a line in source, but not from the CD input, then that's the setting that this is going to use. It's just going to take whatever you've set up for the regular, you know, Windows soundboard, you know, sound card mixer, and go with that. And that's it. But if we arrow down here,
recording source use these lines of recording control record through Total Recorder radio button checked. 2 of 2.
And we go, what in the heck was that? Well, that's a unique feature of Total Recorder. You can basically As I am guessing, what happens is use the Total Recorder driver, and without adjusting any of the mixer settings, you can leave the mixer to only record, say, from microphone and line in, but you can set the Total Recorder up to just record from CD, from your CD input, without even touching the mixer. It will just, you know, do everything. It will only record from CD or line in or whatever you specify. We're going to come to that in a second. And nothing will be affected by the mixer. When you close Total Recorder and you want to, you know, record something else with another sound recorder or whatever, with the regular mixer settings in volume control, you can do that. They will not have been touched. And we're going to tab away from this option here.
Recording source list 1 list view. Not selected line and C media audio up C400. 1 of 6.
Now, this is where things get a little confusing. And actually, this is one of the problems with Total Recorder. Unfortunately, they do not tell you which of the checkboxes is selected. And if I move the JAWS cursor to the PC cursor,
JAWS bullet use these lines of recording control record through Total Recorder radio button checked.
That's the option we were just at.
Line and C media audio out C400 scroll up symbol. Microphone. Wave output playback through Total Recorder scroll down to recording parameters group box. PC.
See, it doesn't really give you... You don't know whether it's checked or not. But the way you select and deselect items from this list is you would do it like a standard checkbox. However, there's no way for you to know whether it's checked or unchecked. It's just sort of luck of the draw, and I've gotten lucky, and I know what I have selected, so I don't want to risk changing any of it. But what you would do is, you know, you have the list. I'll just arrow down once.
Line and C media audio up C400.
You have line in. The first one that we just heard before was...
Top.
That was the top. And you go down.
Microphone.
There's your microphone. Then you have...
Wave output playback through Total Recorder.
Wave output.
MIDI synth.
And then MIDI. And you could, you know, select and deselect each of these with the spacebar. But you will not know that you have selected or deselected these. However, if you deselect every single one, if you manage to get lucky enough to select, you know, deselect every single one, then you'll know that you've done that because you won't have an OK button. You won't have an OK button because you don't have any source selected, and therefore you can't really do anything. So you just—it's kind of a—that's something you need to fix. So I normally, what I do is I normally
recording source use these lines of recording control record through Total Recorder radio button check 2 of 2.
I normally go back up to this choice. I just shift tab, by the way, to get back to that little, you know, set of radio buttons there. We're gonna up arrow again.
Recording source use current mixer settings radio button checked 1 of 2.
I go back to that because then I have control over how my recording is going through the Windows volume control. And there are times when it's nice to do it just for Total Recorder, but when you don't know what you have checked or unchecked, you can't really know what you're doing. Now, in Total Recorder 2.2, which was the first version of Total Recorder I had, it was a series of checkboxes that actually were checkboxes. It said checkbox, not checked or whatever, and it was useful, but ever since version 3, they haven't done that. I hope they will do that again. Okay, so we're going to tab again past the dialogue we were in about a minute ago.
Recording parameters change. Dot button.
Recording parameters change. This is where you would go in and select the format and various aspects of the recording itself. Let's go in here and we'll find out what exactly you can do.
Recording source and parameters dialog. Sound format selection dialog. Name. Name. Combo box. Untitled. 1 to 4.
You can actually have names for your various formats. For example, I'm not using Total Recorder here, but I could actually create a thing that would say, you know, ACB radio, and it would basically be already set to the frequency and sample rate and whatnot that I want to record at. So we have
save as dot button.
You can save another name there once you've set up your attributes, which we're going to come to here in a minute.
Format combo box MP3 front of Arias MPEG layer 3 codec proficient 12 of 13.
Well, it didn't quite say that right, but I have the Fraunhofer MP3 codec in here. And that's the choice that's selected. That's primarily what I do with Total Recorder. That, of course, means that you can record in MP3 format on the fly. You can actually make an MP3 in real time, which is kind of nice. It's a lot less time consuming than having to create a WAV file and then having to convert it into an MP3. Although there are times when creating a WAV file isn't so bad, and I will explain those to you here in a bit. Okay, we're going to continue tabbing here through this parameters dialog.
Attributes. Combo box 32K bit S 22050 HZ mono 60 of 76.
Okay, this is pretty self-explanatory. This is where you can select what frequency and bitrate, since we're doing MP3 here, that you want to do your recording at. And you can, you know, select from several bit rates, from very, very low quality, even down to as low as 8 kilobits. And if you really want to, you can go all the way up to 320. That's with the Fraunhofer coded. Now, some people might just have the Windows Media tools, in which case you'll only be able to go up to 56 kbps. Total Recorder also supports external codecs, such as the LAME encoder. And when we get into the options, we'll talk about that. Here we're going to continue tabbing through this dialog, see what's here.
OK button.
And we have the OK button.
Cancel button.
The cancel button.
Name. Combo box.
And back to name. So we don't want to change anything here, but you can see how you would do that.
OK button.
So I'm going to hit OK. Hit the space bar on that.
Untitled. Total Recorder. Recording source and parameters dialog. Recording parameters change. Dot button.
Now we're back in that recording source and parameters dialog that we first came into when we hit recording source and parameters, the button that immediately came into focus the moment you bring up Total Recorder for the first time, and you are starting a new file, and you have brought Total Recorder up. So, what's the next thing we've got?
OK button.
We got OK.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Recording source soundboard radio button.
And back to recording source and soundboard. Now, let's look at the other option that we have for, besides the soundboard.
Recording source software radio button checked. 1 of 2.
And I just down arrowed to get to that option. Recording source software. This is where the fun of Total Recorder really becomes obvious. This is the mode you have to put it in when you want to record data being received by your sound card. Basically, when you want to record your software speech synthesizer, or whether you want to record your favorite ACB radio program, you can you have to set it to software mode. So let's see what options that the recording source and parameters dialog gives us when we have this mode selected.
Recording source convert using parameters specified below checkbox checked.
This is the option that I would recommend unchecking, at least at first, because in order to make the stream that you are recording come out identical to the way the stream sounds when you hear it, you need to know the frequency of the stream, you know, whether it's 11,025 hertz, 22,050, or if you've got a really good quality stream, you know, 44,100. You need to know that so that if you make an MP3 of that stream, you can set the sample rate accordingly. Now, you can make a real-time MP3 of your software. In fact, the way mine is set up right now, it says convert using parameters specified below. That checkbox is checked. That means that whatever parameters I specify, such as bitrate or frequency, it's just going to record at that bitrate and frequency. That's it. If I uncheck this box by hitting the space bar,
not checked.
Now if I read it,
recording source convert using parameters specified below checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar, Alt-C.
Now that it's not checked, you can then hit OK.
Recording source record also input stream internet telephony only checkbox not checked.
And I'm just tabbing to find it.
Recording source accelerate recording silent mode check. Recording source remove silence proof. OK button.
There it is. It's a few options over. You can now hit the OK button and then activate your stream and then activate Total Recorder. Or you can do it the other way around. What Total Recorder will do is it will create a WAV file at the frequency that the stream was. So if the stream was at 22,050 hertz, that's the frequency of the WAV file. Then you can very easily convert it to an MP3 when you go to save the file, and it makes it very, very handy. That way when you make the MP3, you have an idea of what frequency it is, and then you can adjust the bitrate accordingly, so it'll sound pretty close, if not identical, to the original stream that you recorded. Now let's take a look at some of these other weird options that we saw.
Cancel button. Recording source convert using parameters. Recording source record also input stream internet telephony only checkbox not checked.
Record input stream. This is a rather unique feature. What this will do is it will say, for example, if you are transmitting on Speak Freely to someone or any other voice chat application for that matter, even MSN, you know, voice chat for MSN or whatever, if you turn this option on, not only will it record the output from your sound card, like it would normally do when you're recording in software mode, but it will actually record the input stream. So, in other words, what it will do is, it will go ahead and record both the input and output streams, which basically means when you play the file back, you get to hear the whole conversation between you and the party you were talking to. Otherwise, if you didn't have that checked, but you were recording in software mode in that same conversation, you would only hear the party you're talking to. You would never hear your side of the conversation, which could be rather interesting to do if you wanted to play with that. If I were to check this box...
Checked.
I don't normally do this, but there are, I believe, some other options if I check it.
Recording source, put each speaker to a separate channel, checkbox not checked.
Yeah, there we go. Put each speaker to a separate channel. If you're recording in this manner, where you're, say, you're transmitting on Speak Freely, and you want to record both sides of a conversation, including yours, you can actually set this up to where your side of the conversation and your party's side of the conversation will actually be differentiated. You'll be on one side, he'll be on the other. It'll basically be a stereo file, and it will basically truly allow you to differentiate between which was the input stream and which was the output stream. You can use that if you want. I've played with it. It's kind of neat. I don't really ever need to use it, though.
Checked.
And you just press the spacebar to check it, or...
Not checked.
Hit the spacebar again to uncheck it.
Recording source accelerate recording silent mode checkbox not checked.
Accelerate recording silent mode. I honestly do not know what this option does. As I've told you, Total Recorder, when it... Say, if you're on a dial-up connection especially, and you get listening to a stream, and it's buffering quite a bit, during the silence that occurs while the player is buffering, Total Recorder actually will not record that. It will actually stop recording, and then when the data comes back, it will start recording again. Now, I assume this has something to do with that, but I've never been able to figure out how it works, or I've never had a need to use it, really. I haven't really seen any, it seems to work fine the way it is. If there is any difference, or if someone can even tell me what it does, that'd be greatly appreciated. So, we're going to tab again.
Recording source remove silence prevent internet translation gaps checkbox not checked.
Remove silence prevent internet translation gaps. Now, I don't know much about that option either now. I notice it's not checked. I would think that would be the one for removing silence during the buffer. But it seems to already do that. So I need to do some more research about that.
OK button.
And you got OK and cancel.
Cancel. Recording source software radio button.
And back to recording source software. Well, we're going to go ahead and hit the OK button on this.
OK button. Recording source and parameters button.
Now, we're going to take you into the menu bar, because there's some rather interesting things in there, particularly when we get to the settings menu.
Menu bar, file.
Okay, you got the file.
Menu active, new, control N.
We're going to just pull it down. You got new.
Open, dot, control O.
Of course, that's obvious. New will allow you to start a new recording if you want. Open will allow you to open an existing WAV or MP3 file.
Save unavailable. Control S.
Save, which is currently unavailable because we're not going to actually record anything.
Save as dot unavailable.
And of course, save as because we don't actually have a file going, so it's also unavailable.
Save selection as dot unavailable.
Save selection as. Now that is very handy. That has to do with markers. You can actually set Total Recorder up so, like, if you've got a really long file and you only want to record between two specific spots, like, in fact, I did use this just the other day. I had to go to my college class that I have for 3 hours, but there was a launch on NASA TV, which there's an online feed for. An Atlas rocket launch that I wanted to not miss. But I'd be at school, so I wouldn't be able to hear it live, so I used Total Recorder to record the launch. When I left the house, I hit the record button, had my stream, my audio feed up, and I just left. And it recorded very nicely. And I had about a 4 hour long file waiting for me when I got back. Well, what I then did was I went in and found the beginning of the coverage of the launch that I wanted to record. And then I went and I found the end of the coverage. And at each point when I found it, I would place a mark. There's a view mode that's, there's a thing that says show selection. We'll get to that in the view menu. And when that's turned on, then you'll be able to, do marks and stuff. And then you can save the mark as a specific file, and then you're done. I didn't need the rest of the file. So that's what that is. Show selection.
Save selection as dot unavailable.
Save selection as. That's what that would be.
Properties dot unavailable.
Properties, that'd be for your sound properties.
ID 3 tag, dot, unavailable.
ID 3 tag, you can actually edit your ID 3 tag for your MP3 file once you've created it. These are all saying unavailable because we're not actually creating a file. I'm just trying to show you some of the options in Total Recorder because we can't actually create a file because, well, I'm recording this review. So it'd be kind of hard to create because the sound input's already in use. So it'd be kind of hard to create a file and also try and do this recording. Otherwise, I would. Okay, now we will...
1STS-109 launch, MP3.
Arrow down, and you see it actually has a listing of the last few files I've opened with this, or that I've saved or opened. I don't know how it works, but you see this one is STS-109launch.mp3. That actually would have been the last file I opened. That is the launch of STS-109 that I recorded a week ago.
Two Adventures in Odyssey, Plan B, MP3.
That is another file that I opened up that I was recording in Total Recorder.
3C, /audio/WAV/actions/WAV.
Well, that was... not sure what that was, but that was another file that I had open recently. It has, let's see, there's three of them.
For your favorite Eblin intro, 5 Adventures, 6 View Log, dot.
So, there's six of them there. And I don't know if that's adjustable or not. With that many, I think it would be, but I'll have to look at that. Then you have View Log. You can actually... Total Recorder does actually have a log. I've actually never viewed it, but you actually can view a log of some sort for Total Recorder. So if I guess if there were any problems, you could look at the log and see what's up.
Exit.
And of course you can exit.
New, Control-N.
And we're back up to new. There's your options in the file menu. You know, it's arrow over here to the right.
Menu to start, Control-A, play record.
Here's your play record menu, and there's tons of hotkeys for this. So one thing I like about Total Recorder, if I want to quickly do something, there's a hotkey ready for me. I can do... what was it?
To start unavailable, Control-A.
Control-A will take me to the start of the file that I have open.
Left by 1M unavailable, Control-L.
Left by 1M. And again, these are going to be, a lot of these are going to be unavailable because we're not actually working in a file right now. In a minute, I will actually open a file and show you what I could do. But this says left by 1M. My current step in Total Recorder is 1 minute, and that is highly adjustable. You can actually go from, you know, 1/10 of a second, you know, 2/10, half a second, 1 second, you know, all the way up to 15 minutes in increments of various sizes, which I'll try and show you if possible. Let's go down some more.
Right by 1M unavailable, Control-T.
So you have Control-L will move you left by 1 minute in the file. In other words, it'll move you back. Or right by a minute is...
play selection unavailable. Right by 1M unavailable, Control-T.
Control-T. I don't know why they picked Control-T, but that's what it is. It's a hotkey, so I'm not complaining. Control-T will move you right by... it says 1 minute here, but that's because of what I have it set at. If I adjusted that to half a second, then it would say move right by 0.5s. So whatever you have it set up, that's a good way to find out what it is set at, if you want to really find out. The next option, which we just heard a moment ago...
play selection unavailable, Control-E.
Play selection. I don't think I've ever used this option, but I guess this would allow you to play a file from a marker point, from a set range of, you know, markers, like what I was talking about earlier.
Play unavailable, Control-Y.
And if you want to play, it's Control-Y.
Pause unavailable, Control-U.
Control-U will pause the playing or recording of a file.
Stop unavailable, Control-P.
Stop is Control-P.
Record, Control-R.
Record is Control-R. That's really nice. Want to quickly start recording without tapping the record button? You can do just that.
Pre-recording 30 last seconds, Control-G.
pre-recording 30 left seconds. Now, that is a very interesting option. What that basically allows you to do is, let's say you are listening to an internet stream, and you don't necessarily want to start recording right away, because maybe what you're hearing at the moment is not interesting, or whatever. But you also don't want to miss anything when you do start recording, because usually when you start recording it, you know, the first half a second or a second of the file will sort of, you'll sort of hear part of a word. Well, this option here, this
pre-recording 30 last seconds, control G.
Pre-recording 30 last seconds, which you can do with control G, and this also is adjustable, allows you to basically set a buffer. And basically it will, it's kind of hard to explain, but if you hit record within the 30 seconds that the buffer is in effect, it will actually take and record what took place between the time that you started the buffer with control G and the time that you hit record. So you won't miss anything that way. So it makes it very nice. And you can clear the buffer and all that good stuff.
Clear pre-recording buffer unavailable. Control B.
And you would do that with control B. And again, these are unavailable because I'm not working in a file right now. Very useful feature. That was actually introduced, I believe, in just here in version 3.3.
Auto stop recording. Dot unavailable.
Auto stop recording, and that's a dialogue. I actually don't know what that is. I haven't played with it.
Interrupt work unavailable.
Interrupt work, which I guess would be, I could, I don't know what that'd be. I guess I could stop the recording or some such thing, but I could also hit stop, so I don't know what that would be.
To start unavailable, control A.
And we're back to start.
Menu normalize dot volume.
There's the volume menu. You have normalize, and that's the only option in there. I don't think I've ever used that option, but it would normalize the levels, I guess. I've never used that feature.
Menu show selection view.
Here's your view menu. Here's show selection. That is what you would turn on if you wanted to be able to mark files and stuff, set markers. And that's the only option in the view menu. Gonna hit right arrow again.
Menu set left marker, shift L markers.
Now you're in your markers menu, and there's shortcuts again to do this stuff. Shift L will set your left mark, or there are buttons that you can tab around on when you're actually navigating the file, so you can do it either way. Your shift L will be your left mark.
Go to left marker unavailable, L unavailable.
You can hit L to go to the left mark.
Shift left marker left by 0.1, that's unavailable. Shift M.
Wow, there are a lot of options here. Some of these I haven't even used, like that one.
Shift left marker right by 0.1, that's unavailable. Shift N.
Apparently you can actually go right from the marker by the specified step of whatever you set to. Right now mine is 0.1 seconds.
Undo marker settings unavailable. Shift U.
Undo marker settings if you decide that you didn't want to mark that particular area of the file, you could just do Shift U and it would undo it and you'd be done with it.
Redo marker settings unavailable, Shift D.
And you can also redo them. So you actually can, I guess, easily undo and redo your marker settings.
Set right marker unavailable, Shift R.
There's your set right marker and you have the same stuff for that.
Go to right marker unavailable, R unavailable. Shift right marker left by 0.1, that's unavailable. Shift right marker right by 0.1, that's unavailable, Shift T. Stop playing at the right marker checked unavailable, T unavailable.
Now there, that's stop playing at the right marker. I've got that checked. That means it won't play the file after the right marker. That's kind of a nice feature.
Set left marker unavailable, Shift L.
And we're back to set left marker. So this is a very flexible program. We're going to go right again.
Menu settings, dot, options.
Now we get into the good stuff. We have the options menu, which we're going to take a look at in a second.
Recording source and parameters, dot.
And there's the recording source and parameters, which you can also, that's the same recording source and parameters that we were in earlier that we just clicked on the button.
Schedule. Dot.
Schedule. You can set Total Recorder up to schedule events. I have actually used this feature. You can set it up to start at a certain time, start the recording process, and then stop at a certain time. So in effect, you have a VCR for your computer.
System settings dot.
System settings. I actually have not looked at that.
Settings dot.
And then there's
recording source and settings dot. Leaving menus, total recorder configuration dialog, system page, system sounds, turn off sounds assigned to system events, checkbox not checked.
We just pressed enter on the settings thing, settings tab, and this is where we get into the meat of the program here. This is the stuff that you can really set. And here you have turn off sounds assigned to system events. Now that can be handy. You wouldn't want your email notification coming in and coming into your recording when you're trying to record a, say, a review for main menu or something like that. So you might want to opt to turn that off when you record.
Audio playback and recording devices playback. Combo box 1. C Media Audio Playback C400. 205.
Just hitting tab here to go through these options. This is the actual devices, the real actual device pieces of hardware that is actually going to be recording and playing back these device, these audio files. It tells you here what they are. You can make sure of that. It shows a list of all your devices. You just select the one that you want and hit tab.
Audio playback and recording devices recording. Combo box 1. C Media Audio Record C400.
So
205.
You have playback and recording.
Preferred audio devices when Total Recorder is an active Total Recorder driver recommended radio button checked. 1 of 2.
And you can actually, right now the Total Recorder is driver is active even when the program of Total Recorder isn't. And usually it won't matter which one you...
Preferred audio devices when Total Recorder is an active audio playback and recording devices selected above radio button checked. 2 of 2.
So you can actually have it preferred devices, the audio recording and playback.
Preferred audio devices when Total Recorder is an active Total Recorder driver recommended radio button checked. 1 of 2.
Put it back where I had it, which was right there. On the Total Recorder driver, we're going to hit tab.
High priority checkbox not checked.
High priority, I guess that would be how much... I could make the thing the most important program the computer works with at the moment if I wanted to, I guess.
Okay button.
And then that's that dialogue. That's that tab.
Cancel. Help button.
You have okay, you have cancel, you have help.
System tab.
Okay, now we go into...
Open/save tab.
Open/save tab. It's very important to look at what's in here because it could affect how you do recordings.
Open save page. Folder for temporary files. Edit. C. \windows\temp.
Total Recorder, when it records its files, since they can get quite large, especially if you're doing WAV files, and they're high quality, you can tell this thing the location of the temporary file that is created during the recording process. Then, of course, when you save it, it takes the temporary file and makes a real permanent file saved in the location you specify. In here, you can actually tell it where you want to save the temporary file. I told it to put it in my Windows temporary folder because that kind of makes sense. So we're in a tab.
Folder for temporary files, browse button.
And you can browse for your temporary file storage. This is, again, just while you're recording, it is basically writing to a file, and that's going to be stored in that folder, whatever it is, wherever it is that you put it. And there you can browse for it if you don't know the exact path.
Default open save as folder is folder. Radio button checked. 2 of 2.
Default open save as folder this folder. that is basically where I leave it. The other option that I have is...
Default open save as folder, last used folder, radio button check. One of two.
Last used folder, which is okay, except you might not use Total Recorder that much, in which case you might not want... Now, granted, it is, you know, it is only audio, but you probably wouldn't want audio in, say, your download directory of software. You may have accidentally gone in there or whatever. So I usually keep it at this one.
Default open save as folder is folder. Radio button checked. 2 of 2.
I'm just up and down arrowing to get to that. This folder, which means wherever you're at currently, that's what it would be.
Default open save as folder edit. C. /audio/MP3.
Actually, that's what it would be. C. Whatever you set it to here. Whatever that's going to be. In my case, C. Audio MP3. That's where it's going to save stuff to. Otherwise, it would save it to the last used folder. That's the actual file itself. Not the temporary one, but the one that you actually save. I believe that's what that is.
Default open save as folder browse button.
And then you have a browse button. You can look for the default open save as folder.
Action for making new recording over previous one. Append radio button checked. 3 of 3.
This is critical. I've made the mistake of wanting to append to a recording and thinking that I had it, and then going back and wondering why in the world, what happened to my first part of the recording, only to come in here and discover that I had it set to delete without prompting first. Let's look at these options here.
Action for making new recording over previous one. Delete the old one without confirmation. Radio button checked. 1 of 3.
Yes, that I believe is the default, because it assumes you're going to keep wanting to make new recordings. Just, you know, the same file name. I don't use that because I like to append to recordings and stuff like that, but you can do it like that if you want. But like I say, be careful, because if you think you're appending, you may not be. So you have automatically delete, you know, destroy all evidence of the old recording and delete it and start a new one. Don't even ask me. Or you have...
Action for making new recording over previous one. Delete the old one with confirmation. If not saved, radio button checked. 2 of 3.
Delete the old file with confirmation if not saved. So, if you have a file... Let me just make sure I read that option correctly.
Action for making new recording over previous one. Delete the old one with confirmation. If not saved, radio button checked.
Yes,
2 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
If not saved, so... That, I'm not sure that word, but in other words, basically it's going to ask you if you want to delete the file or not when you do a new recording. Or the one that I prefer, which is the last one.
Action for making new recording over previous one. Append radio button checked. 3 of 3.
Is append. So when you go in to a file and you want to continue adding to it, you want to be sure that append is there. Otherwise, you could end up recreating the file and you won't have what you so desperately wanted. So I just keep it on append, and there's another use that I have for that also. Gonna hit tab.
OK button.
And you have okay.
Cancel help button.
Cancel help.
Open save tab.
Open and save tab. And then you have the
algorithm tab.
Algorithm tab. I'm not even gonna mess with that, because I know nothing about that.
MP3 encoding tab.
MP3 encoding tab. Now, this is where you would set up your MP3 external codecs. You can actually select which of the codecs on your system is used for MP3s. We're going to go ahead and tab into that.
MP3 encoding page. Select program for encoding to MP3. Select program for encoding to MP3. Combo box. Fonto for ISMPEG Layer 3 Codec Professional. 2 of 4.
Now, the first thing it does, it lists the codecs on your system. And then what it does is it gives you two other options that aren't listed, but are listed in the... In other words, they're not in your... Not necessarily in your... codecs list, but they are available in this list, because you can easily download them. And those are the Lame encoder, and I think the other one's the Flake encoder. And this list...
Windows System Codec.
Windows System Codec, which is that.
Front of Verizon MPEG Layer 3 Codec Professional.
Just down arrow to get to that Fraunhofer codec, which I have.
Blade encoder DLL.
There's your blade encoder, and then the popular one.
Lame encoder DLL.
Lame encoder DLL. Now, if I wanted to use that, what I would have to then do is tab.
Location. Edit.
I have to type in the path of the location of that DLL. And many programs such as CDEX also use the Lame encoder, so I could actually type in the path to that DLL, and Total Recorder could use it. So I wouldn't have to actually put a separate Lame encoder DLL into Total Recorder folder, but I could do that if I wanted to. Can I go ahead and tab?
Change dot button.
Change, which means I would be able to change the location of the where the DLL is.
Change dot button.
Actually, you know what? I'm not so sure now. There's two change buttons there.
Total Recorder does not have its own MP3 engine. It can use either an MP3 codec or an external dynamic link library to encode to the MP3 format. Some are freeware, some are commercial. Review links here while connected to the internet. Edit HTTP. www.highcriteria.com/trxdres.htm.
So there's a site on the Total Recorder site that explains the various encoders and where to get them. They do have links to download those particular, you know, encoders, so that if you don't have the Fraunhofer codec and you don't want to, you know, worry about getting the Windows Media tools just to do MP3, then you can actually get the Lame encoder, and it will actually do pretty well.
OK button.
And then you're back to OK.
Help button. Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and actually hit OK here.
Total Recorder configuration dialog. MP3 encoding page. Total Recorder dialog. OK button.
Now.
Edit. Copy button.
Where am I?
Untitled. Total Recorder. Total
Okay, it's bad. I just clicked on the wrong thing. I thought I clicked on OK.
Change dot.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Change. OK button.
I'm going to hit OK.
Total Recorder configuration dialog. MP3 encoding.
Wait a minute. This thing is not where I want to. I don't want to go
there. Recording source and.
Okay, I just hit escape twice to get back into the menu.
Recording source and parameters button.
Let's take a look at some of the buttons that we have here. We have
record button.
The record button. I just did a shift tab to sort of use that as our starting point.
Recording source and parameters
recording
button.
Recording source and parameters.
Combo box 1M 10 to 14.
Now this is where, remember how I was telling you that when you know, it was saying like left by 1M, right by 1M in the menus? This is where you would adjust your step, they call it. If I do home to go to the first option,
0.1S.
I can actually adjust it by as little as a tenth of a second if I wanted. I can go a tenth, I'm going to down arrow now to see what I can adjust it, what increments I can adjust it in. I can go a tenth of a second.
0.2s.
2/10 of a second, which is 0.2.
0.5s.
Half a second.
1s.
1 second.
2s.
2 seconds.
4s.
4 seconds.
8s.
8.
15s.
15.
30s.
30.
1m.
1 minute. Now we get into minutes.
2m.
2 minutes.
4m.
4 minutes.
8m.
8 minutes.
15m.
Or 15 minutes. Those are your step increments. So when you're moving to the left and right, by using Control L or Control T respectively, you can move in those increments, and you can adjust that here. And the tab.
Record button.
And you're back to record. So hopefully this was basically a general idea of the features of Total Recorder. It's very blind friendly for the most part. I give it, you know, 9.75/10. The only problem I really have with it is the fact that when you are in the recording source and parameters dialog box, and you have that option to record using, I forget, I've already forgotten what it's called, but you have that option to record using Total Recorder specific settings without having to touch the mixer. That setting. Use these lines of recording. That's it. Just trying to remember it without having to look it up on the menu. Use these lines for recording is what it is. And if they could just get that to have, you know, like a regular, it's in a list view type format, but it's also like, it works like a checkbox. I don't know, maybe even some JAWS scripts and or Window I set files could be written to make that work. Maybe that's all that has to be done. But I would like to see that possible to give the status of what's checked and what's not. Like I said, when I had Total Recorder 2.2, it wasn't list view, they were just checkboxes, and you knew right away what you were selecting or not to use for recording. So that's Total Recorder. This is a very useful utility. It is available, like I said, for demo use from www.hicriteria.com. That's www.hicriteria.com. And again, the limitation to the demo, you can have it on your computer as long as you want, but when you go to use it, you're limited to 40 seconds of recording. And if you do decide to purchase it, which, for as neat as it is, I can't imagine anybody that would want to record audio off the internet and such wouldn't want to purchase this. It's only $11.95 US. And just as a final note, one of the other things I use Total Recorder for, besides recording internet streams, is to take a lot of my MP3s and make one file out of them. For example, I've got quite a selection of MP3s here on my computer, organized by artist. I've got Enya, I've got George Strait, I've got, you know, Jeff Foxworthy, stuff like that. And what I have done for many of those, like my Enya and stuff like that, is I have created a... Basically, I just tell Winamp to play the entire directory of, say, my Enya directory. I just tell Winamp, I do a Shift L in Winamp, tell it to play my Enya directory. Then when it starts playing, I activate Total Recorder, and then I just let Total Recorder record until all the songs in the directory are done. And then I basically have one file containing all of my Enya MP3 files, all kind of as one. And that's actually kind of neat. I can sort of see how long my directory really lasts that way. Plus, it's kind of neat if I ever accidentally delete that directory, I actually still have the songs, even if I don't ever find them again. I still have what I, you know, even if I don't remember the titles, I still have the music, and that's the main thing that I'm trying to do. In fact, that actually came in handy. My old computer went down, my motherboard died, and one of the hard drives I had, the backups of some of the stuff, although I tried to back it up, some of the stuff didn't get backed up. So, the stuff that did get backed up, I restored, but I had whole folders missing. I had the themes folder and a few other things missing. Well, it didn't matter because I had my themes MP3 file, which was all of my TV themes that were in the themes folder as one MP3 file, and I did that thanks to Total Recorder, since it simply captured the MP3 files as they were being captured to the sound card and recorded them. And when you play it back, it sounds very nice and just very awesome, let's put it that way. If anybody has any questions about Total Recorder or wants me to help them out with it or can't figure out anything I did in this review or has any suggestions on maybe how I can improve my next review or maybe how I can improve the review on this product if that's desired, you can email me at monty.icenoggle@verizon.net. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, period, icenoggle. So it's monty.icenoggle, and icenoggle is spelled I-C-E-N-O-G-L-E, at verizon.net. That's V-E-R-I-Z-O-N.net. Hope you enjoyed this review. It is my first review, and I hope I do better next time. For main menu, this is Monty Icenoggle.